We got homeless people chasing clout. Everyone chasing clout now. This homeless dude took him and his chick, this big chick, or whale, whatever you want to call her, to live in a storage unit and made a TikTok. And now that he made the TikTok, if you don't know this, living in a storage unit is illegal. And I knew that already because when I was 22 years old, I started thinking about like, damn, I need somewhere to live. Living with my grandma is for the birds right now. And I thought about living in a storage unit, but I found out very quickly it was illegal. So I know this homeless person knew it was illegal. I never signed up for a storage unit, but I'm pretty sure somewhere in the paperwork at some point in time, some employee come up and be like, I just want to let you know, my nigga, we can't live here. Because I know they was thinking that when they walked up. Ain't no way in hell you're going to have a homeless person walk up and not bring out the you can't live in this storage unit paperwork out. Ain't no way in hell. You knew damn well. As soon as you seen this slender man and this big-ass blue whale to come walk in together, you knew damn well they was going to live in that damn thing. What's up, people? I'm James Andre Jefferson Jr. Welcome to the damn show. We're talking about cancel culture today and how it's not real, but I want to finish talking about this homeless dude. So, dude, trying to be cute, showed off his living, showed off, oh, this is how I eat, this is how I shower, this is how I get my exercise, this is my big-ass white woman right here. He kept showing her. Every time they showed her on the video, she looked uncomfortable. And he might have kidnapped her big-ass, if we're being honest. But outside of him being stupid by chasing clout and then messing around and now he homeless for real, it also told me something else. There's a lot of guys on the internet right now. Anywhere you go on the internet, anywhere, if there's a guy or a woman talking about relationship advice, I promise you that the comments are a mess. Even if somebody's joking, like a girl could be joking about being super materialistic and it has the caption, it got laughing emojis, and the comments are still serious. Social media not even fun anymore. We used to be able to talk shit, have fun, laugh, one person cry. Now most people crying and one person crying. I said that wrong, but one person laughing. And it's funny to me that this black homeless dude was able to get his girl to stay in the storage unit with him. And this girl, well, she was a ride or die. Now, which depending on what type of ride she is, I don't know. Maybe I need to stop doing these big jokes. I'm big too, so hey, I'm canceled free on that one. it's just funny to me that y'all complaining about you can't find a girl right now because all girls want to be materialistic and 50-50. Girls is complaining they can't find themselves a nigga right now because niggas has changed their whole mindset and now they being more sassy or can't do a bunch of different things. Why these two in love in a storage? Fuck love and basketball. Love in a storage part two. That come on, bro, what we doing here? Like, it was impressive that he got her in there, but not, I wasn't trying to say that. It was impressive how much he was doing in the storage. Because you know they was having sex and everything in that damn thing. It was hot. And she stayed. That's the whole point of this. We got to get back to struggling together. Me and my wife, we struggled. A lot of people to this day, because my wife, she's a fitness model. And she looked good as fuck. And I look like, you know, like the way I do. I'm not saying I'm ugly. But ain't nobody hitting the corner said, damn, that nigga cute as hell. I know that. So all the time I get like, how'd you get that? I was fat. I stutter to this day. I have eczema. What else? I sweat easily. All my sweat pores is right here. So I had to have game. Like this homeless dude. Get back to getting game, bruh. Like stop complaining and bitching. That's what y'all sound like making these TikToks. Talking about like, oh, women, let the women do that. Like, you remember back in the day, it used to be two types of magazines. It used to be a man's magazine. It was men's and health magazine. And then every other magazine was a female's magazine. And every other magazine had a bunch of shit going on, bunch of bad advice, because that's what the fuck they do. How do you please a man? 30 different ways. You don't need 30 different ways. All you need is your tongue. You need to get on your knees and feed a nigga every now and then, a nigga happy. They doing construction in this building. So if y'all hear a little situation, I apologize ahead of time. But it's just crazy to me that so many people just lost their game. Men specifically, I get that women out here doing what they do, they showing their body and it's pissing you off. And It wasn't even pissing you off at first. Some other nigga told you it was pissing him off, and then it started to piss you off. And it's just sad right now. It's just sad to see y'all going out so sad. To what is it, Gen Z? I think it's Gen Z. I'm a millennial, right? Yeah, I'm a millennial, and y'all and the younger generation is Gen Z. Okay, so I'm a millennial. Gen Z, y'all need to get back to just figuring out how to holler at the females. Just, you go in. I remember I think I was 14. Me and my best friend at the time, his name Robert. We were sitting at a mall, and we watched two guys. We were some little nerdy kids. We watched two guys to be able to just walk up to some females and get some numbers. And we just looked at it and said, damn, I want to be able to do that. The following year, I did it in front of him. I remember I was just like, let me just start going up to girls. And it's not that difficult. If you just understand, put your ego to the side. You might have some rejection. Just because if a bitch rejects you, don't mean you got to murder her or embarrass her. She just don't like you or your approach, or she playing hard to get. As simple as that. Let's go back to that. That was fun, being at the club for an hour, seeing the girl that you like, and be like, you know what? I want to go holler at her. I really do. I really, really do. And then you go up, you wait an hour, and then she still ain't messing with you. But you still had the fucking thrill. I had to look at my, I didn't know if I was recording or not. But cancel culture. The last like 4 to 5 years, people talking about this thing called cancel culture. Now, if you are under the rock and you don't know what it is, it's this entity on the internet where people make someone trend for the day and try to make sure they don't got no gigs. And this is all for celebrities for the most part. Make sure they ain't got no gigs, make sure their endorsements, the companies that's paying them, make sure they're not paying them no more. They're just doing all this. And I say all that to say, now that we're out of it, and I said this, you can go back to other episodes to see, cancel culture is fake, and it always was fake. And the reason why I say that is, from the jump, I was saying this. I was saying cancel culture is fake because it's a bunch of people that don't support a person already jumping on a hate train to try to get their actual supporters to stop fucking with them. Actual supporters of someone don't fucking care. Do you want me to give you a prime example? R. Kelly. R. Kelly's truest fans, the ones that was fucking and doing all this, having a good ass time, they still rocking with him. They don't give a damn what he did. They don't. There's people still listening to Bill Cosby. People still watching Harvey Weinstein movies. Now, those three people specifically, they weren't canceled. They were criminally charged with something. That's not being canceled. Now, all these other cats, like you have the Louis C.K.'s of the world, you got like Louis C.K., he got caught doing something. I don't even want to talk about it, but he caught doing something that a lot of people thought his whole career was going to end. Okay, this was in like 2019. It is 2023, 4 years later. The nigga sold out Madison Square Garden, I think twice. So, the fuck we talking about? Dave Chappelle, y'all said he was canceled for the trans jokes. Dropped another special with more trans jokes. Where the fuck is this cancellation at? Like, I don't see it. Like, is it like a soft cancel? Like, and I'm starting to see comedian fans are starting to turn on comedians that were leaning in on, oh, cancel culture sucks. Fuck cancel culture. Freedom. Like, I'm starting to see slowly turning because it was never a real thing. At the end of the day, as a comedian, regardless if you're on stage, if you're making videos to make people laugh, if you're just whatever, if you're some type of entertainer and you consider yourself on the comedy side, at the end of the day, you're just trying to make people laugh. I don't know why this whole thing like, oh, comedians can't say anything. If you follow me and you've seen a lot of my videos, cancel culture didn't slow me down. It didn't. Because I knew it was, because I knew the people that rock with me was going to rock with me. If I said something that was crazy out of line, my people's going to tell me. But if I say something that's crazy out of line and other people that wasn't rocking with me already try to cancel me, my people going to have my back. And I seen it already. I seen actively people try to cancel me with like in the comment sections on tweets and stuff. And I seen people that support me defend me. I didn't even have to say nothing. Well, you shouldn't say nothing to begin with. That's the best way to deal with cancel culture is shut the fuck up. If you're a celebrity, comedian, whatever. And a prime example, Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart had some, I think he had some old tweets. I think they were homophobic. I don't remember what the tweets were. Even though I think he was trying to be funny. So it wasn't like, his intent was like, let me tell all the gay people that I feel. It was never that. He was just trying to be funny. And at that time, it probably was funny. 10 years go by, this culture is around, and now this person's canceled. Kevin Hart fucked up, though. Not by putting the tweet out. Kevin Hart, this is where he fucked up. Because I watched it happen as I was like, this nigga fucked up. So Kevin Hart had his tweets going out. It's actually, he talked about this on some Netflix show where it's like the behind the scenes of his life. And he talked about this whole thing. Kevin Hart, literally, his team. No, Kevin Hart was supposed to host the Oscars. His team flagged him. I think he was out of the country filming some other shit and told him. And so where his team is at is like in the afternoon. Where he's at is early in the morning. So his team calls him, and like, let him know, like, hey, there's some people getting a little ruffled about some old tweets. They're trying to see you shouldn't host the Oscars. And key word is some people. Kevin Hart, I got all the respect for you, brother. I love you. Love the comedy. You do your thing. Kevin Hart took his goofy ass to the internet. He didn't apologize, but just to address it. And I remember thinking I remember watching the video and saying this was a fucking mistake. Not that he didn't address it, not that he didn't apologize. The fact that he said anything before was even national news, because the second he said something, every blog, every news media, whether it's new media, old media, everyone knows about, Kevin Hart got homophobic tweets. So if Kevin Hart had a fan that hates homophobia people, or homophobic people, they wouldn't have known about it if Kevin didn't say shit. So after Kevin said something, it blew up. Bigger story than anything. It was the actual thing that Kevin Hart has a whole bunch of homophobic tweets. It was happening with a bunch of people. Like, this is what bothers me with cancel culture, because cancel culture turned into anti-cancel culture too quick. And it wasn't cancel culture. It was so many people sick of cancel culture that they were complaining about cancel culture. And we have a platform called Twitter where you're able to type somebody's name in, Dave Chappelle. This is what I did. Dave Chappelle special comes out, I think. It's the second or third one on Netflix. And everyone in the morning after the day comes out, Dave Chappelle's homophobic. This is homophobic. And I'm like, shit, what did Dave say? Damn, I got a trans brother. I'm an ally to the community. I want to hear what he said. I watched it with my trans brother. We like, y'all tripping. Y'all doing too much. So I then did research. I said, let me see where this hate is coming from. The people go to Twitter usually to make people trend. You could type somebody's name in, and you could type in latest tweets worldwide. That means you could type in Dave Chappelle and see what everybody's talking about as it's happening. And when I tell you, I typed in Dave Chappelle's name, and this is when I realized it was fake. When I typed Dave Chappelle's name in, and when I sat there, I promise you, on the toilet, probably for an hour, hour and a half, looking for someone that's hating on Dave Chappelle. Now, in an hour and a half, I've probably seen 2 to 3, maybe 4 at the most. But 4 people tweeting about someone being homophobic or transphobic is not national news. It's not. People were affected, yes. Doesn't mean everyone in that community was affected. There are trans people to this day that support Dave Chappelle. There are gay people that support Dave Chappelle. It's just a few people don't like you anymore. And that's what cancel culture is. It's repercussions. Not like repercussions like you'll never be able to perform on stage again. Oh, no, I'm not buying your ticket anymore because you're homophobic. Guess what? Niggas is still going to sell out with somebody that don't give a fuck. So people in the media and certain comedians put this whole narrative like, cancel culture is trying to get us. And they're popping. They're legit, like legit popping right now. It's just like, if cancel culture was fake, some of the people that we see on TV today wouldn't be there. They tried to get Morgan Freeman at one point in time. That didn't work. Shit, God gonna get Morgan Freeman before cancel culture. It just really bugged me. What else happened this week? Everybody, give me, if you're watching right now, you listening, give me a round of applause. I got show notes today, so I know what I'm talking about next. All right, so I want to talk about Usher. So there was a Vogue cover with Usher, and Usher was not in the video by himself. You don't know, Usher is performing at the halftime at the Super Bowl this year. And so a lot of people got upset that Usher was in it. Here's the picture right here. A lot of people got upset that he was in this picture with, it was, let me see, 7 kids and this white woman that I don't know who she is. And they called her a random white lady. And why that's important is because historically, I guess with Vogue covers, a pop star or somebody that's super popping, you about to perform at the Super Bowl, you get your solo cover. And why I tell those people to shut the fuck up that's complaining about Usher not getting a solo cover, you sound stupid, because Usher's a grown-ass man. Them people at Vogue magazine and roll up with a gun and say, Usher, get in this damn picture with these little black-ass kids and white lady. Now, you better act like you happy with it, nigga. I'll shoot you, nigga. No. He said, okay, and took the fucking picture. Stop looking for shit to complain with. Like y'all just looking for shit. It's getting annoying. That's another thing why cancel culture is dying off. Because some of it got annoying. As simple as that. Unfortunately, with cancel culture has taken away from people that actually go through real shit. If that makes any sense. We heard, like, it's like the boy the boy called Wolf. How the saying go? The bull, he called the wolf? Or the boy that cried wolf. That's what they say. So the cancel culture was the boy that cried wolf. I don't know how I got back to cancel culture when we was talking about Usher, but fuck it. Cancel culture kept crying, and sometimes they were right about the things that they were talking about, but then towards the back end of cancel culture, people started to say, well, what's the problem with that? You had that opinion. Like, they were trying to cancel people for liking tweets. Next, we gotta talk about Kanye and Bianca. What's her name? Oh, Bianca West, his new wife. I said this about a year ago, and people got so mad at me. I told y'all Kanye married his new wife to have a mannequin. She been walking around butt ass naked in Paris, Italy, Dubai, New York, L.A., Vegas, everywhere you go. I shouldn't see this nigga's wife this naked all the damn time. Like, she be walking out with just like a string covering the nipples and some goofy ass boots. And I'm like, does she talk? Like it's to the point where I'm like, hey, if you see this boot, just blink next time we see you in a video or something. Because at this point, I don't know what's going on. Because every time we see her, she naked. Kanye got his whole Instagram looking like a bootleg-ass magazine trying to start a Playboy or some shit like that. And I'm just like, what's going on? It's a lot going on. It's too much going on. Another thing that happened, Tristan Thompson, he was suspended for 25 games without pay after testing positive for performance-enhancing drugs. Now, Tristan Thompson, I ain't got much to say about you, brother. But the one thing you good at basketball. But you bad at cheating all around. How many times you got caught cheating on Khloe Kardashian is beyond me. You're in the worst cheater of all time. You're in the Hall of Fame, the Mount Rushmore of worst cheaters of all time. You can't cheat on your girl, cheat at the game. I know there's somebody else in the league that's taking performance-enhancing drugs, but they not getting caught like you. You just got your second chance to get back in the league because you get old and you taking steroids or whatever allegedly you taking. Like, come on, bro, Tristan. Like, what's going on? Tristan Thompson be getting on my nerve, though. Every time he talk, I be like, that's you? I don't know if you ever heard Tristan Thompson. Like, after you watch this video, just go listen to a Tristan Thompson. Don't listen to him after, like, a basketball game. Watch him on a clip of the Kardashians. Oh, every time he come on, I say, everybody shut the fuck up. I got to hear this nigga talk again. He talk like if Michael Jackson never sang. If that made, like if Michael Jackson worked at Best Buy, that's how Tristan Thompson sound. Yeah, just, you know. And then he be trying to talk tough. He be trying to talk tough. I mean, nigga, you got to get an upgrade. You got to get an iOS update on your throat or something. But bro, get it together, man. I know you probably needed them because you're getting older. But hey, cheap better, bro. Stop. You embarrassing us out here in these streets. Oh, last little story right here. Oh no, I got two more. Rent-A-Center is now renting out Jordan shoes for $20 a week, with $525 to buy. Now, if I ask you, hey, where'd you get your shoes from? And you say, oh, I rented them. I'm going to put them back in 2 weeks. Or if I'm talking to you and a nigga come up to you and repo your shoes, bro, what's going on? I get you got a house loan. I get you might have a car loan. I get you might have a business loan. But you got a loan for your shoes? And then the shoes that they sell are only worth $300 online. But once you pay for all 20 payments or however many payments they've made you pay, you're going to be paying over $1,000. Don't make this stupid-ass financial decision. Like, what's going on with you? Mr. Beast. I'm just hitting these little stories real quick. Mr. Beast reportedly was closing on a $100 million TV show deal with Prime Video. Mr. Beast is going to be the first billionaire content creator. I thought it was going to be Logan Paul for the longest, but it's Mr. Beast. Mr. Beast, the things that he's doing, watching as somebody that creates content and seeing his numbers, it's unheard of. It's Mr. Beast got him and his little goofy ass friends together and started off by saying, who was the person that they were obsessed with? PewPie? Yeah, PewPie. Let me see if I'm saying this right. Hold on. PewPie. Oh, no, PewDiePie. Oh, no, PewDiePie? Yeah, PewDiePie. Oh, PewDiePie. The show is PewDiePie like Cutie Pie. All right, got it. All right, so he would start off saying PewDiePie for 20 hours. Say his name. Say Logan Paul's name. 100 hours. Go to sleep. Bury himself alive. Grinding. And now he got a deal for $100 million. Like, I'm trying to tell y'all, I don't know when that transition officially is going to go over, when it's like traditional celebrity versus like a social media celebrity. So something like what I am. And the difference is this is always going to be stronger, this traditional celebrity, because that traditional celebrity is not in everybody's face every day. You get what I'm saying? If I show you this, like a special coin once and be like, oh shit, this is a special coin. But if I show you the special coin every day because you're on your IG story every day or you posting podcasts every week or whatever, it's not a special coin. This is a quarter now. Simple as that. I see a quarter every day. Nothing special about that. That's what the ideal of a social media celebrity. Now, the difference is a traditional celebrity, they have more longevity, because they're more protected in the sense of like a movie. They'll put a mediocre movie out every 2-3 years. A social media celebrity, they have to be in your face every single day. And if they're not, you're going to watch somebody else. And I know that because I remember when I went to go film a show for 3 months, y'all niggas forgot about me. I remember I came back, niggas were like, oh shit, nigga, I thought you died. Nobody checked in on me or nothing like that. But my point in what I'm saying is there's going to be a certain point where there's going to be a certain point where the social media and the modern day celebrity is going to surpass celebrity, and that status is going to, the celebrity word is going to drop down so much. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm just talking, remember, if anybody's a social media celebrity, it's me. So I'm talking shit about myself. A traditional celebrity, you get excited to see because they're not in your face every day. But this celebrity might not be engraved in your life. Like, there's a point in time, who's the streamer? Like, I Show Speed. What's the other dude's name? Aiden Ross. Case of Not in them. They're in your face every day, but you love them more. Because you know more about them. You met their parents. You've seen them go through relationships. You've seen the ins and outs. You've seen different girlfriends. You've seen different boyfriends. The traditional celebrity, you just see reports. Oh, Tom Cruise is getting a divorce. Oh, you're not really personally connected to like that. That's like when a social media celebrity that you grew up watching and you see their family, you feel like you're part of the family, that's why it's gonna take a drop, because you feel like you're part of the family, and everybody treats their family like shit. People treat celebrities like they gods and whatnot, but you treat your like there's people that will support. Let's just say a celebrity. Let's say Tom Cruise is dropping on OnlyFans. They gonna support Tom Cruise's OnlyFans before they support their homegirl's candle line or their cousin's candle line. That's just the way it is. And so because people are more personable with the social media celebrities, that celebrity word is going to take a major drop because you guys have more access to us. I don't know how to get in contact with Tom Cruise. I can get in contact with a nigga that's making social media videos, though. So that accessibility weakens the word celebrity, because celebrity, that's why Beyonce is so big. Beyonce is huge because she doesn't do interviews. Beyonce is so mysterious, and she kept up to that word of traditional celebrity. I don't even know how we got talking about this, but we are. She got so huge, and there's no video of anybody asking her a bunch of questions. She ain't doing no podcast. She ain't doing none of that. And she gets to keep that mystique and that mysteriousness about her, which keeps her to being like, I'm above all of you. Not saying that's what she thinks, but her fan base thinks that. But then you take somebody like, I don't know, like Queen Naija. Queen Naija came up on YouTube, R&B singer, very talented chick. Her fans have more access to her. She's seen more. So she's more of a social media. You're not as excited to see someone like that because you see them all the time on your phone. I don't even know what fucking point I was making. I was talking about Mr. Beast and PewDiePie. That means we're at the point of the podcast. I should end it. Hey, make sure you follow me on social media at James Jefferson J. That's JamesJefferson J. I appreciate anyone and everyone that's been supporting the podcast coming back. I'm seeing the comments. I'm seeing the DMs. I'm seeing the tweets. I'm seeing the numbers. I appreciate you, and I fucking love you. And remember that. If you can't get you a girl, remember that homeless nigga had his big old white girlfriend living in a storage unit. That's on you with your dumb ass.